I'm Jan Lewis, and here's your OFM Agriculture Bulletin. A new program to train aspiring black auctioneers has been launched in Northwest in an effort to transform the agricultural auctions industry. According to Imelda Setlaku from the Northwest Department of Agriculture, the program will be realized through a mentor and mentee program. Telling OFM News' Vernon Bowman, they will use this program to ensure proper skills and knowledge are transferred to new potential auctioneers.
Northwest MEC of Agriculture, Desbo Mohono, launched the program in an effort to increase the pool of previously disadvantaged people who own, control and manage new as well as existing enterprises within the auction industry. The program is aimed at all youth who aspire to enter the auction industry, an industry who many within the provincial department have labeled as hostile.
That was OFM News' Vernon Bowman. South Africans have received more bad news, with the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy announcing yet another fuel price hike. Effective from Wednesday, both 93 and 95 unleaded octane will increase by 11 cents a litre. Good news for farmers are, however, a decrease in the price of diesel by 13 cents. According to Robert Marquez, spokesperson for the department, the petrol price, which is adjusted on a monthly basis, is affected by both international and national factors, one of which is the fact that South Africa imports both crude oil as well as finished products at the price set internationally, and another factor is the rand-dollar exchange as well as the increase of the Brent crude oil price. And little rainfall is expected in some parts of the Free State today, with dry conditions and warmer temperatures predicted across the central interior for the rest of the week. The Bloemfontein Weather Office's Michael Netamvani says this is due to a system moving through the central part of the country as a result of an upper air trough. Cloudy conditions are expected over the central and western parts of the Free State and the western part of Northwest, with a 30% chance of showers and thundershowers in the eastern Free State later today. He says there is a possibility of rain in parts of the Western Cape later this week, but the central interior will remain dry with a drop in temperatures later in the week.
Until the frontal system moves through along the coastal areas by Friday, that we will see our lowest minimum of the week coming on Friday morning. It's averaging at about -2 across the Free State and the Northern Cape, and maximum temperatures coming down to below 18 degrees south of Bloemfontein.
And now for your agricultural commodities. The latest traded price per tonne is 5,380 rand for soya. Sunflowers trading at 5,090 rand and wheat at 4,530 rand. White maize is trading at 2,846 rand and yellow maize at 2,760 rand per tonne. This was your Agriculture Bulletin, only on OFM.